פתאום ברמב״ם ומוס ושיינים דרם דרש ברמב״ם ולחזוקו בדורבסטם ושמישנה דרם לראש דרש דרשת איז חריש של קילו דוס נק נקד ותשאו אומי חריש של קלי קילו נק חריש של קילו לגד כבר סכומי דוס נדפנד פעם קלי קילו but חריש של קילו in other words it has the חשיבס of the functioning potential functioning potential. So if it is a finished product and it fulfills a very important function, let's say like an eye, so, or the Rabbonon, let's say a shovel, so it fulfills a special function. So the Meile, according to the Rashbam and the Rambam, the Madurei Tame, so since it is the Chshivas of the Keile, any water that passes through it becomes shovel.
But didn't the Rashi use the term Taurus Kli, even though it doesn't have a shame Kli, with reference to this thing?
We discussed it last time. So we said that the Rash assumed that this Sineya, because both the Ebrei Sineya had a Beskidu, had a Beskidu. So that's why he says, the Ayre Bitsina should probably say for me. Yes.
Does the Beis Yosef give an answer to the for his question against the Rama?
No, he's just massive. He rejects the Chita Rama, which is contrary to the Rambam Shittin Yol HaZoko, contrary to the Rambam Shittin Madura Basra, the Persha Mishneh, and which is contrary to the Rambam's Shittin Perik Vov, even the Madura Tam. That's strange. Alright. Now, let's see the Persha Mishneh here. Mizbez. Misgeres Gebeah, that's a really, Meshbaan Kwam, Shuru, Mintia Paras Misgeres, Shepot Kli, Meshchid Mke, Bimin Zokom, Tzimidok Kolodea, Tzeson Baotzad Radia, Chaitei Kua Shayach Kwa, Meshbaan Bisuki, Goma Shim Lokach Tzimra Shorei Tzimchok Kwa, Papiru Eri Kwa, Mokim Nishab Rebeya Gom Niktanis, Nik Ramay Mazor, In Kol Mashim Yoke, everything that will flow, Al Zeh Tzimra Reimayim Shuri, ושזה המוקים החופיק קריאו ואומרו לו זה הציניה של חרס נקף יחקו בהקרישי הרביס עוז יושב קריאו ויום הרביס שאולי מה שכי חרס יצטורך שיוח הרביס ועוז יחושב קריאו אלו הוא משתב וכי נחיצה לו יחושב קריאו אלו יהיה המחפס מקבל הסרביס כפי מה שהסבר ושאני מכיר אומנם זו הזה לו נדור איזה דבר זה דיסטינקשן בטווין a biskibu in cheres and a biskibu in eitz. In eitz, so then even the biskibu is in ashu, so it's considered as a substantial biskibu. But if it's in cheres, only if the biskibu inherits the capacity of living. Alright. Ba'acha Roma, when you're true, it's nislach lechem. We say חוצרים אשר מציניה בהסכיבו אשר הוא פוסט כמו שזה פעם ואחר נשמעו זה עדיין הסכיבו באבון אם נסלח לו חרי והסיבה נסלח לו הוא פיסור אם נשמעו באופו ועד הקצוסו בקצוסו עד שנזכה שם וישוב כחר כאילו הוא קושר לפי שפרוסו הבהסכיבו אשר הוא יבוא אשר שום מפני וזה כאבון אס אומרו מי יבש ויפסי שמעדיו וספיסירים יואגו לו אשר תעשר נהילו במים אם רוצה לראות במים ללמוק ולמוקים ואם יתעשר מחרס ואם יתעשר מפרס, פרס זה בראי מהיר לך המים וצריך על מי ללמוק זאת אומרת שזה אסיר צער הפיס ולא יכול לסנדו את it's not on both ends but in the middle it's well so it retains the work כל המים, מים הלכו, נקראים מקושר. אף על פי שנזקקצו המים וזה החלוב, והוא מקבל שיר רעב, לפי שנרחבים לזה החלוב, שיהיה כלי כאילו. And then, as a matter of fact, we could we could give another teretz on the kashi. We could give another teretz on the kashi of the Beis Yosef against the Rashbam and the Rambam, Perusha Mishneh, Madurei Tameh, how can he say that there is no biskin? But if it's mikabutum, with the rights of the rabbi, so it has the chivas of the king. So any water that flows through it becomes surely when the Mishnah says, simply should saw mikam and mikam, the roche benza. So there it's more, it even has a biskibu, but it was constructed deliberately. So I say that the Rambam Pirshamish and the Rashbam can apply it to a ceiling that is not a finished product. So it's not becoming to me. But there is a better text, I think you could say. In other words, the halachi is that it rematres, pshutik rematres is becoming to me. In the eyes, pshutik reyates is becoming to me in the Rambam. But pshutik reheres, even if it's a finished product, if it doesn't have a biskimu, mamish a biskimu, so it's not the kabutum. So the Meire, here the Mishnah doesn't say, silin shal matre shutso mikam mikam rochet nenza. He says silly. So in other words, the Rashbam, the Basre, and the Rambam, the Maturikam, the Gershan Mishnah can apply it to a silin shal cheres, not a silin shal matre, and not even to a silin shal eitz. So then, if he doesn't tell the skibuli, he doesn't tell the chshivus of the kele. If he doesn't tell the chshivus of the kele, so the mele, any water that passes through it, cannot become show. The only one I will call a mitzvah in kosh. After which he's got some mind of that whole. When we cover shira, which is zero year, if he shall only have him with that whole, she be a great kibu. The unknown hoya kabone she eats our mind in a mitzvah at so the chizik. ואומנם אמרנו בצינר הגילים שהוא יהיה במוקוי מיקור פייסר הסמית ולמיסוס ומקבור חוצרים על יקבל צורץ וחבוקי למישים מיקורים שמכל עתיר ומכל חרס הסירים נספופים אף על פי שמקב וסיבס as a matter of fact from this lotion why does he mention כאילו בישי מכלים שמכל הכלים וכוי חרס הסירים מספוחים. What bearing was it? Apparently, the Rambam assumed that this Mishnah is explaining this Mishnah Gimel that says, סירים שיצור מכאן ומכאן ורוחת לאמצע, and it pays in Asri Kabbalah, that it applies to a סירים של חרס. So he says, for Bialim and Pizarazkin, that he's in Shalcharis if he doesn't have a biskim. So maybe it's not in Mikabutum, he doesn't even have the Hashivas of Kele. So maybe he doesn't become Shalom. So we see from this Lashon HaRambam that the Rambam applied this Sefer of Mishneh Gimel to a seal in Shalcharis. We see that Zema Shalchar Moshe. But the question is, but here there is a biskimu too, on account of the fact that both openings are narrow and the middle is wide, so it contains water, but that was become stroke, they delivered. שיקום המקבל פייסלס המקווה ויושוב המים היוכם מים שובים אלו כל מה שעושו לקבל. Now, how will that be reconciled with the Rashba, the Rambam Shite in this text of the Perush HaMishne that even without the Biskin so it still becomes short? The answer is that's only when it has the Kshilos of the Kele like a Matres or Shute Kureitz with Rabono Mashaikh Rechelis does not have the Shilas of the Kele. So, and if he doesn't tell the Biskibo that was constructed liberally, so Mele, it doesn't become Shol. The Hobbins Elika, the Eid Yisbeh, or this seems to be inconsistent to the Shitas Rajba Maturakam. The Eid Yisbeh, Shesirin Shol Matres, Eid Pesles Amikre. Kifyoniki Asher Bechamu, the Rushi also recover. So, in respect to this part of the Rambam, so he says, Shilin Sal Matres in the Pesach Samitre, when the Shilin Sal Matres is recovered from there. So, this part of the Rambam has to be applied to a Shilin Sal Matres the essential manifest that is not a finished utensil. It's not finished, you know, it was, the pipe was done in a very rough way, and it's not really finished. So the male, so it's, so mitzat avos tume, so it's still as a din of kibbutz klimatres. And mitzat klimatres, see, it wasn't constructed deliberately, so again, it doesn't make it into shul. Kifayi kashu lechav, hu shiyos mitabo. Omnum hapilti nikabe, hine in vidogo, שהוא פייסט וכבוד, ספויר לו גם כן איזה הלוכה שסילה של חרס רושה וניפייסט סמיפה ושהוא מדובר כאשר אחד כבה האם נפסו ואיך נפסו זה החקק וכאשר אמס זה כמו איש אמס אם הוא לא קבל חרש וחיי צבא מעצמי רס השני שלך והמים וחלקי ואיפרס אחד מאשר ערך המים וחצויס וחיי צבא כל כשהם לפי שהם נמאסו לקבור אבל יהיה לך מים עליה כמו שיהיו פה בסוראיץ ועמיד על זה ואו יבלחו המחשבת הזה ואיתך המפורסם אצל המצרים לקצוב איס השס ואומרום שעמים איס אשר ילכו על הגולס הנאצים בסיבו מחרס המיד גם כמות אבל הסוראיץ זה לא סוד כולו מים שורים because in other words there were certain people who said that if water goes through a pipe, an earthenware pipe, even though it doesn't have any skin, it will become short. So he says, that's not so. And in respect and relative to an earthenware pipe that doesn't have any skin, so we can understand as by the Rambam and Maturei Kamas. So he says, he is in San Ishmael Reitio, or in this hall. ואין סופים פה, אם פוקס קצינו, בואו תאוסון, וזה כולה, מה אם הרעתי ספר, צ'ינו השפוקי וסלקובי, אשר יוצאים השרעיץ, וסיבה זה כמו שבארו, מפי שתאיר אז כולי לא בטוח. Here again, this is the פירוש הרמב"ם, וזה יוסף את רפרנס. He said, in St. Amishnei, it's משהו, that where it is מקבל תומה, even though it doesn't have a base keyboard, so it still becomes short. So he had referenced this, he says, because here the Mishnah has reference to a tzine, I mean the Tisekte has reference to a tzine of AIDS, and Pshutik of AIDS is Mikabotome. So this is the Rambam that the Bais Yosef has referenced. The Naksina Shoheres came, Likrit, Vashem came, the tzineir is out of earthenware, not out of wood. So even though it's a finished product, but if it doesn't have any skibble, so then it doesn't have the shibbles of the kid, it's not even the kabutum, not even the rabbono. So maybe it doesn't become short. Ushepshutik mecheres, teimu idamra, veruyuchlu hakeim mifso samik vishibbon, veruyam keim hasereines, בין שיהיה מחרס או ממחרס. No, so I think, I don't know, I mean, I'm not a place, but it seems from the Rosh Hashanah Rambam that there is a difference between the meaning of tzinoir and tzinoir. Tzinoir has reference to the finished product, a real pipe. And tzinoir can be descriptive even of an unfinished product, you see. So, before we say that when the Hesefte says, if it's Chokike, you will say it's Kope, so the mind that passed through it, so it becomes shown. So that was the reason as to why many made a mistake, and they thought that even in the Tzinyar Shoheres, if it's hockey cable, if it's safe property, so the water becomes short. So Rambam says, no, they made a mistake. Because that is set there as reference to Tzina Shalitz. And the reason is why, if it's hockey cable, safe property, the Tzina says, so it becomes, the mind do become surely, the mind that passed through it, because critical AIDS is becoming to the Rabbon. Mashiach in the Heres, so it's not becoming to the Rabbon. And then he says, so then it follows that if the children of the Tzina shall not first, so he certainly becomes Shalom. If he came to some Tzina Shalom, where the Kabbalah is still in his own with the Rabbonon. So the Chesed Kelim in the Rai said there is no Chesed Kelim. Only with the Rabbonon, so it makes it Shalom. So, Allah has come on the Hamor, where it's a Tzina Shalom Atras, and then he says, Yoruyuchu HaKelim Bifto Zanitra Mishumpam, Yoruy Damkin Aserenes, בין שני המחרס וממטרס, ולפי שצורו שם מוכרס עליהם, שמונס מתאבור, ואפילו הון לא בהם, והסכימו כמו שלך מנדרץ, even if it's narrow and both ends, and wide limit, but he says, in the same של מטרס, the answer is, Sirei, Sinei is the descriptive of a finished product, and Sirei is descriptive of a type that is not finished. So Mele, Yimish or Matres, it wouldn't become a man. Because if it's not a completely finished product, so then it has a king of Gilmiko Matres. Gilmiko Matres is not become a man. Oh, Vahapino Yubisim Lechala Bech Yike, Achash Reit, Mekome Chol Mekuesh Mishnei Tzidon, Umayim Yoshuwe Ewa Amayim Shuwe, Veinisi Bozeh Yike, Veyo Veinisi Samisehde, והוא ישוע מנוזיס הכוונות, אלא מי שלא בין כלל, ואפילו אדום רק כלל, אלא מי שהוא ריק מאלו יקם כלום, וזהו יקי התשתחל בכל המשנה והשס, כי עד המדיס ואותי ארס, ושהוא לא בו דיבור על אופן. Now, let's see Kappa's translation. So, where does he say that even if he doesn't have a biscuit, but if it's a Kappa Tumor, if it's a Tzina Shalemis, and it was Kove Chotike with Zeif Kove, so then the water that pressed with that kind of Tzina Shalitz become Shuri, he says it's at the end of Mishneh Gimel. Now let's see in Kappa's translation. Oh. Vejito Eiso, Bichon Zeh Roshina Tisekte, צינו אשר חוקקים מבסיף קופק, שהוא צינו שלאיץ, והגימו שכך הדין בכל צינר, והדבורים אמורים שם, בצינו אשר חוקק בנסקיבו, כמו שנסבור כאן. Whereas in our text he says, והדבורים אמורים שם, בצינו שלאיץ, because typically it's in the Kavitune, here in Kappa's translation he says, no, there it has reference to Tzina Shalait in which a biskibu was deliberately constructed to retain the tzreiris. But if a biskibu had not deliberately been constructed, so then even if it's Tzina Shalait and a finished product, so the mayim wouldn't become sharp. Wouldn't become sharp. So we see, I don't know, Kappach said, he assumes that it's a question of the Maturid Kamer, the Maturid Basel, the Rambam. Perhaps, you see, the so-called Maturid Kamer, the tree that is now a text, was not even written by the Rambam himself, probably not. And it was, you know, that was before the printing was invented. So maybe everyone had to copy it in his own handwriting. So maybe one of the copies contained an inaccurate statement, and the Rambam himself, he wrote it the way it appears in the manuscript that Kappa had. Because the certain expressions in our text in the Rambam Pirush HaMishneh would seem inconsistent with the premise that where it has the chshivas of a kelim, even though it doesn't have a biskibul, so it becomes shor. Except for that one expression where he said kshivik reitz. So maybe that expression of kshivik reitz, which Kappach considers as a madure kamer, maybe it's not even madure kamer, it was just an inaccurate copy. And Kappach had the accurate copy of the Rambam's text. All right.
Dr. Dinsmore's yeshiva to find a situation where something would itself not be a Torah's kli in a given situation, but in another situation. So by tzinor, what would be a base kibul would be not a base kibul elsewhere, because the fact is that all you have to do is keep stones out of the path of water, and then water. We learned that in the.
What the Rambam says in Kabbalah translation, that the deceptive that says, Tzinoyam, Shechokekein, Lipsif Kovein, so the mind becomes shown. So it means Chokekein when he constructed Mamish Igumo. He constructed Igumo Mamish, Mamish Igumo, a container inside the Tzinoyam, inside the pipe. There was constructed a certain room. So to be becoming a tzinor.
In such a tzinor, before it's kovea though, in such a tzinor. So this would be not a base kibul before it's kovea. But when it becomes a shame tzinor, so then that also becomes...
He deliberately constructs a room.
Yeah.
To the Mikabu Tzchein, so then it's Mamish and Iskibo.
But before it's Kovir, is it Sinur? It's a nothing. Only as a Sinur could this function as a base Kibo. In such an item sitting on the...
In the state of Tolush, he constructed that room.
But until he's Kovir, we could say that it doesn't have a shame Sinur.
On the contrary,
it doesn't have a shame Sinur. It doesn't have a shame Sinur.
Because it was done before he was Kovir. So the Melech, it acquired the shame play Kibo, be Tolush. So the Melech, so any water that enters into it becomes shown.
But is it seen or even a kli until it's koveya in a...
Of course it's a kli. Davke before he is koveya. So it acquires a shem kli. The moment he is koveya, so the mechubah, he doesn't have a shem kli. But because of the aloha of Tolush, he is a chibre, he had a Tolush. So in as much as originally it acquired a shem kli, so it remains to have a shem kli. Alright. Now, Mishnah Dalet in the Rav. Uko Hatiro, Liskabitz Bomaim, Haidam Yuchay, Yitzhak Mishtafi, Mikzosu Nasu Uko, Mred Na Kosha Kosha, Vachim Nisawo, Bchosa Dara Hamshoche, Yordo Nisawo Vumik, Hoy Mikauche Nisich Hamayim, Shalom Nisawo Bchosa, Om Hauke Mifne Atzmo, Mikim Ashuri, Vachim Amikshom Mifne Atzmo, Visol, So it's Kosha. Vimlaam Posa. Ava Pisha Dara Hamshoche, Yordo Yitzhak Shmuri. Please look in my shoe in the other piece in order to say if she is human or a boy so because so far I'm sure he is with the higher as well a few shoe in the other piece with the world care of the Yaakov he said per kamed it more at the koma she is with the higher as the beer and I'm sure I have to go over the sugi in more it's very important that sugi in more this is the basic sugi in I'm sure so according to the Rash this Mishnah says that Amshoche is only effective if the Mayim Shuvim Hamshochim become commingled with the Mishochim before they get into the Mishnah. But if they're not Misarim before into the Mishnah, then Hamshoche is not effective. In other words, according, because the Mishnah says here, Mayim Shuvim, Umeik Shomim Shemisao Vechotza, Ubiuko, Valmalis Amo, Inreiv Na Kosha Kosha, Inreiv Na Posu Posu, Mechtel Mechtel Posu, Eivesai Bizman Shemisao Vina Chelo Yadia Lomike, Hoyo Mikauchim Yisech Amayim, Im Yodu Ashenofo Yisech Yavoyim So Mayim Shev, Achelo Yodu Yisech Yavoyim. שם, אם ידוע שנוכל שיחה בורסו מים שיר, נצל להיות מיסי משלישות מים שובים, כושר, ומאד בוסו. So, the rush of the stood, this Mishnah to Pshute, literally. Even though, you could explain the Mishnah, that when the Mishnah says, אין בסייד זמן של סב שלגיע למקווה, הוא יומיקה לכם מסך המים. So then, it is possible, unless, at the time the shuvim fall into it, so there was already men sowing the mikveh. But if at the time when the shuvim fall into it, there is less than men sowing the mikveh, it's possible. So it could be explained that the Mishnah is reference to the case where the shuvim drop, flow into the mikveh, not through Hamshoche. Hamshoche Keller has its own meaning. What is Amshoche? Let's say, according to some Mishnah, the Mordechai. So when is it Amshoche? If the water is spilled at least 3 tefachim away from the shore of the Mikveh. But if the water is spilled 2 tefachim away from the shore of the Mikveh, and then it falls in the Mikveh, it's not Amshoche. So when the Mishnah, so we could say that when the Mishnah says, when the Mishnah says in what possible, it means if it was Mikalea, we say Hamayi, not through Amshoch. Let's say it was less than 3 tefachim away, I mean, not through Amshoch. If it was Mikalchim, we say Hamayi, not through Amshoch. Not through Amshoch. So then it's possible. But if it is Mikalchim, we say Hamikveh, through Amshoch, then it's kosher. Even though at the time when it falls into the Mikveh, there is no mention of the Mikveh. We could explain the Mishnah later. But the Rash understood the Mishnah Kipshute. Kipshute is Mashma. Just as in the Reishit, the Mishnah is reference to the case where the water flows into the Mikveh through Amshoche, so the same also is reference to the case where it falls through Amshoche. And still the Mishnah says, Bilvav Posel, so the question arises, why Bilvav Posel? After all, a new Amshoche is kosher, as long as Chofar of Zoh were consisted of Mikshoni. So even if Gimulugim or Mote Gimulugim, even if you teso fell into the Mikveh through Amshoche, it should be kosher. So the Rash deduces from this that this Mishnah is saying that when is Amshoche effective? Only when the mute Hamisha becomes commingled with the whole Mikshoni before the total mixture falls into the Mikveh. Falls into the Mikveh. Mashiach, if it doesn't become Misari before the total mixture falls into the Mikveh, then Amshoche is not effective. That's the Shite of the Tanya of this Mishnah. But Rabbeza ben Yaakov in Gmurah Daf Yud Bey says in so many words, at least according to our Gersin, Rambam had a different Gersin in the Gemara, but according to our Gersin, in the Gemara in Gmurah, so Rabbeza ben Yaakov says in so many words that if you had a Mikveh with Chofar of Zoh, Mikshon, and then you spilled away from the shore of the Mikveh, you teso, and Mayim Shuvim, and then it glided in and it fell into the Mikveh, so it's kosher, even though it wasn't Nisari before the total mixture fell into the Mikveh. So he said, there is a Machlokes Tanoim. The verse of the Yaakov holds that Hamshoche b'miute is effective even though the miute did not become Nisari with the whole Mikshoni before the total mixture fell into the Mikveh. That's for the Yaakov. But the Tanna of our Mishnah, he says that the only situation in which Hamshoche is effective if you have Rov Mikshoni and the miute Mayim Shuvim, and then the Rov Mikshoni was misaled with the mute and Mayim Shuvim away from the Mikveh, and then the total mixture in its entirety was nimshach into the Mikveh. Then Amshoche is effective. But if the you just had the mute of Memzor, Yuteso, falling into the Mikveh through Amshoche, and even though the Mikveh already had before Chofar also, of Mishami, so then I'm Shachit Anikati. So there is a machlekes. But the Rashi says, we pass like Rezab Yaakov, in Kimube, not like our time. But according to our time is a machlekes. Vis-a-vis Rezab Yaakov. In other words, our time holds that the only situation in which Abshochet is affected is if the mute of my shooting becomes nearer with the whole Mekshomim becomes bottle in the whole Mekshomim, and then the all the water in total becomes nimshach into the mikveh. So then Abshochet is affected. But if the mute of the Mayim Shuvim is nimshach into a mikveh that already has Chofar of Soh, Mishomim, then Amshoch is not affected according to the Tanna of our Mishneh. But Rabbezim Yaakov is more major, and we pass like Rabbezim Yaakov. This is what the Rash says. Im rei bina kosha kosha, kim nisao b'chotza dar hamshoch yo b'nisao b'mikveh. Ho im kao b'sach ha-mayim shem nisao b'chotza. אל מהוכי מפני עצמו לבוקי השולי וכן המקשה מפני עצמו ולאו תושי אף על פי שדאי החמשוך היור ואיסון שלים שסלו במים שולי ומקווה ואף על פי שיור ומפסי שישימו אבוים סור וכוסו בהמשוך היום קיים הספר אף כי הוא שלים שמות ומפסי הוא לא יקרה בזה ביעקב ויסי יותר יקם ולגמולה וכל מה שהשיבה מתאר אז מרביר במשוך תני לתיסר הברזה ביעקב לא אומר גם שיש בראש יש לי לחסו שאני מקשומים ממה לביקעתם ונאי סיני חיצה יש לי סור ופייס לא אומר ובחוצה הוא יבין להם סור ונפתיקו בו נסיכה בית כשאין ומדביר מהם שמדביר עם דאבי הוא יבין שיכול מגיע לארץ מדביר עם בי מדביר עם דאבי גם שמצרות של הים מהנור ומדביר עם בי שמדביר עם דאבי ומו יהיו שני ראשי בינים בארץ מדביר עם בי ומדביר עם בקיפה פרש ונאי פרש ונאי פרש ונאי סירי 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 חגם ופרש כלומר בחוצה לא משהי ניסה עבור בחוצה ועקים מי עבור מקווה ובסעיף פרקם ונתמול השמנים לדבר את המיעקב מקווה שיש לי עשר לחסום ונשומי ובאו זה קטר שהעשר לשאול ופרש כאן מקווה ונתן שהשיבה מתאר את דביר והמשוכה אבל לא מבוא ישהי ניסה עבור חוץ ומקווה so who requires that it should be Nisan and Chutz al-Mikveh. That's the Tam Elal Mishneh, but not from Rezab Yaakov. V'hoche, ki shenisao, shenisasi, v'chotz al-Mokabach odayah, v'tet nishon, u'l-pomut v'nil se, mashma v'l-chayish, v'niskapsu v'chotz al-Mikveh, v'nishon v'tchilo, v'akein shuvi, v'nishu v'nitchilo, v'akein v'nishon. V'bichol inye mitaya v'yabiyya v'amshon. So in other words, so, two things that the Rash says here. First of all, the Rash says that there is a machlokes between our Mishneh and Rezab Yaakov as to whether Hamshoche Bemiute is affected. According to the Tam Olam Mishneh, the only situation when Hamshoche is affected is if the Hamshoche takes place on the mute of the Memzor, and that mute of the Memzor on which Hamshoche was realized becomes commingled with the Chofar of Soh Mekshomim before the totality falls into the mikveh. So in other words, so the time when they come into the mikveh, so they are already mute. So then Hamshoche is affected. But if the mute of the Memzor, the Yotesor, falls into the mikveh through Hamshoche, into a mikveh that has Chofar of Soh Mekshomim from before, so then Hamshoche is not affected according to Tanna Rabbah. And according to Rabbezim Yaakov, even if they are not Nisarim before they fall into the mikveh, so still Hamshoche is affected. And even though Rabbezim Yaakov mentions a case where the mikveh already had Chofar of Soh Mekshomim, and then you can saw Mayim Shuvim or Nimshach into the mikveh. But it doesn't mean that in that case where the Reviye, the Rov of the Memzor preceded the fall of the shoe with the mute of shoe with the Hashochet. But even if it would be the other way, let's say first you'll be Mamshir, you teso, she'll be into the mikveh, and then it will start raining, and Chofar so will fall to the mikveh. Even if it's not Kidmo, Ribia, Yam Shochet, it's also Hashochet, because there is a machlekes on there. The Ramot Paskin is not like the Rash. The Bechada Paskin is like the Rash. That Hamshoch is effective even if the Tarubas does not take place before the water falls into the mikveh. But, in other words, the Hamshoch is effective even in the mute of the Mensov Yuteso falls into Hamshoch directly into the mikveh. And through Hamshoch, without being misaligned with the Rav Mekshonim before the mikveh. So Hamshoch is still effective. But the Mechaba Paskins, it doesn't make any difference whether it's Kidmo Libya Hamshoch or Kidmo Hamshoch or Libya. The Ramor, he Paskins, no. Since Rav Reza Meyakov mentions the case where there was already 21 saw in the mikveh, and then he was Mamshech with 10 saw into the mikveh, so that means that Rav Reza Meyakov emphasizes the fact that it's Kidmo Rebiya Lamshoche, but if it's Kidmo Lamshoche Rebiya, but the psak of the Mechab, of the Rashi is the way the Mechaba passes. Not like our Mishneh, that it has to be a compound Mishneh. Hamshoche is only effective if there is a Tarubes of the mute. Hanimsha will the Rav Mekshonim before the totality of the mixture falls into the mikveh. We don't pass like the time of our Mishnah, we pass like the Rav Yaakov, and the court of the Rav Yaakov doesn't make any difference whether it's Kidmo Libya Hamshoche or Hamshoche Libya. And there are more passings that a court of the Rav Yaakov, so it's only effective if it's Kidmo Libya Hamshoche, not if it's Kidmo Hamshoche Libya. So he says, Upon is a Habai Shemad Nashapol Bezin, Babium Dafu Basu Bai, Shemadim Bo Abia, Loch Rabbits all the time with Abia, Dafu Beretz, Imadim the Hard of Shok Shamun, the Mikan Kitab is a Hulu Besh Beirel, and we should say the Nakte, Nakim Boromet, Babium, and the Zemayim Shinig Boromet, or Hagay Shinig Boromet Himso, Shalagabi Mitzad, Nanzia Katapas in a Hibo, Nayam Nanao, Hokato, Time Babium Dabi, the Mayim Kitab is a Hulu. מתי מדי כתב, הוא ניצק אל החיבר, והוא לא יוכל עם זה, ואפשר שישמע מסור ביחד בקיפה, שהוא נזרקים עם מקיבס אגד, על מסור שישוע של קיפה, הוא יאמר לי דיסקוס את זה תום טעם, ופרקים ובחור, מה יסלור? Now, let's see, בגימור עם גמור. Says among other things, the Amayim Shuvim Peislin is a mikveh, Elul Techeshu. That Mayim Shuvim passes the mikveh only with Techeshu. What does it mean with Techeshu? So, Mantane, Omer Abchid, Arabe, Omer Abichened, the Blessed of Yaakov. The Tnan, the Blessed of Yaakov, מקווה שיש בי העשרים והחסור ומקשומים ממלא בקטף שהעש וסור ופייסקון ממקווה ואין תאר שהשיבה מתארס ברבי אדם שוח סונדו ארץ סונד חיר ברבי אומר רבי איכן סייס that when the Mishnah says here in my Yishuv in Pesach Tzadikah Lecheshtel it means when can my shuv pass the mikveh if at the time when the shuv are nimshach into the mikveh, so there is only 20 saw in the mikveh. But if there is 21 saw at the time that the my shuv are nimshach in the mikveh, then my shuv do not pass the mikveh through Hashem. That's the pshat in the Hashem. So the kasha, hello, hold the yosef, what you know, Marabih, Shuba Shim Shekhua Kulok Tabo, Manaruri, I'm going to go to the Gadlaz. But, so Rashi explains it as follows. In other words, but if you say, now, if you say, as Rabbi 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 said, that the mitzvah of the Mayim Shevim Peislinus HaMikveh Olof HaChashbeh means that it only passes if at the time the Shevim Amim Shachit the Mikveh, so there is only 20 sons in the Mikveh. But if there is 21 sons in the Mikveh, so then Mayim Shevim do not pass through HaMshochet, the Mikveh. And the Russian of the Mishnah is a Mayim Shevim Peislinus HaMikveh Olof HaChashbeh. So it has the connotation of Ikur, in other words. It can only pass in the Cheshire. In other words, the Mishnah is expressive of a certain leniency, of a certain only with the Cheshire it can pass. Not in all situations. Only in certain situations it can pass. With situations where the Mishnah is only 20 so. Not in the situation where the Mishnah is already 21. So that words, so the Russian has the connotation of the Kula. And Rabbi Rabban Ravichan says that Kula of the Mishnah accords with Rabbi Zabi Yaakov. So what does it mean? That only according to Rabbi Zabi Yaakov, so if you already have 21 so, make sure in the Mikveh, and then you are Mamshich, 19 so, so only according to Rabbi Zabi Yaakov it's kosher. Masha'im can come to Rabbanu of Rabbi Zabi Yaakov, so it's possible, even though you have already 21 saw of Mishonim in the Mikveh at the time that the Yuteh saw is Nimshach in the Mikveh. So, because the Roshi, according to Rabban Rabbi Yechanan, the Mishneh uses the Roshi of Kule, and that can only accord with Rabbi Zabi Yaakov, which means, which implies, however, according to Rabbanon, so even, so Mayim Shuvim passes in all situations, not only in certain situations. So that means, according to Rabbanon, Rabbi Yechanan, there is a machlokes between Rabbi Zabi Yaakov and Rabbanon. Rabbi Zabi Yaakov is the big maker, and he says that Hamshoche is effective at minute of Memson. But, and Rabbon say that Hamshoche is not effective at all, not even at the minute of Memson. That's how it appears from Rabbi Rabban Rabbi Yechon's memory. So, 1 second, please let me finish the Gemara. Michlau Rabbon Sadre de Rabbiya Hamshoche Loi. El Ho de Chiyose Rabbi, Omer Rabbi Yechon. Shuba Shim Shichro Kulo Tehimo. Mama, we have a little bit of a you don't let me finish, so I'll never be able to cover everything. So, hello, what the Hirose Rabbi Nova Rabbeche? Should she be sure who will take her? Mama, we have a little bit of so, according to Rabbi Abraham Rabbeche, so, the Blessed Yaakov is the major, and he is Matia. Hamshoche in certain situations where there is rob of Mekshomim the Mikveh. So that means, but according to Rabbanon, Hamshoche is never effective. Even on a mute of the Memso, Hamshoche is not effective. So then the question arises, how do you say Rabbi Nova Rabbeichen? Shubashim Shechu Okula Teva, Manoloi Rabbanon, Loi Rabbeizeh. So, Rabbi says in the name of Rabbi Yechanan that even if the Hamshoche was realized and all the men saw it's effective. So, with whom would Rabbi Yechanan's memory accord? It couldn't accord with Rabbi Zabi Yaakov's memory because Rabbi Zabi Yaakov is Matir Hamshoche only when it's realized and the mirror of the men saw. And here Rabbi Noam Rabbi Yechanan says that it's effective even if it's realized and all the them so. He certainly couldn't accord with Rabbanon, because Rabbanon are more machmir, and according to them, Hamshoche could not be realized in Malinu. So in other words, so Rabbi Noam Rabbi Yechanan's memory is inconsistent with any view of any Tanoim. with the view of any tamoy. So, elo, elo, omar ape, omar apope, rifichesh mikeli, v'yeisem mecheni, itan yishlish shlugimayim shlish shlugimayim v'shnayim yishlish akeli, dafur dabor chamish akeli, peisle is amikve, yeisem mecheni, ima v'shnayim yishlish akeli, peisle is amikve, dabor chamish akeli, peisle is amikve. So now with more is chizir, from Rafi Bar Abba Omar Rabbi Yechanan's Pshat in the Mishneh. Then the Mishneh when it says, Ein Ma'im Shem in Pesna Ot Vichenshtein, so it's really represents the view of Yisrael Mecheni, that Ma'im Shem in the only Pasel in the Ma'im Shem in the Mugim were dumped from 1 kilo, 2 kilo, and 3 kilo, but not if they were dumped from 4 kilo. So that's what it means in Cheshbon. Only if, let's say, if one room was spilled out from one kelim, from each one of the 3 kelim, then it passes. But not if it was dumped out, if it was spilled out, emptied out from more than 4 than 3 kelim. Then it doesn't pass. So really, true, the Rosh Hashanah Mishnah is expressive of the certain kulay, but it doesn't discuss the question of Amshoch altogether. So the Mele now, according to Rabbi's statements, that in Manchin Pesel the Cheshbon means with the Cheshbon of the number of Kelim, so that means that there is a machloke between Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov and Rabbanon, and that Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov is the Machmir, and the Rabbanon of Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov are the big Mekilim. So in other words, everybody is made it, that if the Amshoch is realized only on the limit of the so, then Amshoch is effective. But the Rabbanon say that Amshoch can be realized in another Memsor. Another Memsor. This is the Pshat in the Gemara according to Rashi. Now, so according to Rashi's Pshat, there is a machlokes between